This week in the Missouri Senate, we review the latest regarding redistricting in the Show Me State.
House Bill 2117 is the draw.
Work on House Bill 2117 began a little after 5 on Monday afternoon. Senator Mike Bernskettor of Jefferson City handles the measure in the upper chamber. He offered a substitute bill, which included an emergency clause.
The Senate substitute establishes congressional districts in accordance with the 2020 census data, and our maps were designed to meet the requirements of the Missouri and the U.S. Constitution.
He would later rescind the emergency clause. Among the amendments to this proposal is one from Senator Stephen Roberts of St. Louis.
As we all know, the 1st Congressional District is the only district in our state that's protected by the Voting Rights Act, and this is a change to those two districts that would increase minority representation.
Senator Carla May of St. Louis says concerns remain with some of the proposed congressional districts, mainly around her hometown.
We have to protect the future and stand here today to offer this amendment and ask our colleagues, listen, this is something that should be done.
Discussion continued into Tuesday.
House Bill 2117.
Missouri Senate President Pro Tem Dave Schatz of Sullivan says the map contained in House Bill 2117 remains an issue.
For the same reason why we are not getting a map done is that we don't have enough votes to pass a 7-1 map.
Legislative Monday would end just before 12:30 on Wednesday morning.
It's been 3 long days. We've heard a lot.
By Wednesday afternoon, several hours had been spent discussing redistricting without House Bill 2117 having been brought up officially, which led to Senator Elaine Gannon of DeSoto taking the floor.
So I think it's time that we take our time here on the floor.
Senator Lauren Arthur of Kansas City says after redistricting is completed, there is still a lot to be done.
We are all looking to make things better, to improve the future for Missourians, and I think we come up with some pretty good ideas and ways to make that happen.
We had about 3 hours of testimony and discussion.
I want to be clear, it's not about a 7-1 map or 6-2 map or 5-3.
Senator Holly Thompson, Rader of Scott City, serves on the Missouri Senate Select Committee on Redistricting. She says last month's committee hearing on Senate Bill 663 and House Bill 2117 turned into a policy discussion.
When it comes to redistricting, it is nonpartisan, and that is the way that it is supposed to be. That is the way that we are charged to look at it, and that is the way that I do look at it.
Missouri Senate Minority Floor Leader John Rizzo of Kansas City has said from the start, a 7-1 congressional map is a non-starter.
By no means representative of the people of the state of Missouri. If you look at any statewide election, a 7-1 map does not represent the hearts and minds of the people of the state of Missouri.
And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.